Hi guys, I don't even want to agree, I just want to get into the conversation, but this is episode 2 and we have a new guest with us. She's very special and very important, and she can introduce herself to you guys, so just like drop your socials and all those things.
Okay, hi guys, my name is Fian, but people call me Major. My Instagram is Fian Thomas, same on TikTok, and I describe myself as a host and a scribe.
Is that the only Instagram you want to give them?
If I start posting Major's Musing, that's where I do my poetry stuff, and I am one of three of empire.tmt, so shout out to Empire. So yeah,
okay, I'm just gonna get straight into it and I'm gonna ask you the question. Don't be shy, don't be scared, just answer it with like wherever the spirit leads. Okay, Fian, so do you think that we exist for other people?
No, sure. Shall I tell you why I'm laughing?
Why?
Because now I understand. I understand why this question is for me. Like,
no, it's, but the thing is, when you start hearing the questions that follow on from this,
yeah,
it's like I had a feeling that you were going to interpret the question in a specific way.
Yeah.
But it's not
that the way I think.
But actually, no. Let me not tell you. Just exist.
Do speak, we exist for
say
other people?
Yeah.
If I'm just to go off the bat, like,
yeah,
I would say yes.
Okay,
we do exist for other people.
I agree, unfortunately. But like, what do you mean by that?
It's like there's something.
The mic is now rolling. It wasn't rolling before. But yeah, take it wherever you want to take it, and okay, then the philosophy will take us the rest of the way.
Say no more.
Wow.
For me, like, the reason why I say yes is because I believe us as people on Earth can never do it without another person.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of the day, we live for each other in the sense of I live for you as much as you live for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I say yes, we exist for other people, we live for other people, is because that's the way the world will go around. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think we live for other people because it's like, for me as an individual, I don't think I am without who you are. Does that make sense?
No, expand on that.
In the sense of like, I'm not who I am, because I would say I'm a caring person, I'm a person who gives to people, I'm a person who is sociable, I'm a person who gives my time and energy
mm-hmm.
to other people, and that's what makes me who I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if there was no other person for me to give to, if there was no other person for me to share my time with, if there was no other person for me to love, I would not be who I am.
So it's not specifically about people that you know necessarily,
yeah,
it's just about anyone in the world.
Anyone in the world, yeah.
So you live for them,
yeah,
in that way,
yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add before I tell you my interpretation of the question?
Tell me your interpretation. Let me go like that.
Okay, so the way that I thought about it is like, you know how you meet different people
mm-hmm.
and what happens is everyone in the world has a different version of you in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's kind of a separate point, but what I'm saying is, do you exist without other people not knowing you?
Okay.
If that makes sense. So it's like the only way that you exist is within other people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point of your existence? Like, is the point of your existence other people, like exclusively other people, or is it you as well?
Wow, okay, so you spun it like,
yeah,
yeah, okay.
That's what I was thinking when
fairs,
I was
first. Fairs.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I would have never gone to that. Because
I'm the problem.
No, you're not the problem, because I really like that actually, because
yeah,
in my head it's a thing of I would have never thought of it like that, because to me I don't have a story as a person without other characters.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't read a book if there was only one person in it, or you wouldn't watch a film, or
it's,
well, I wouldn't,
it's called a monologue.
Yeah, true. But I mean like a whole book, like I wouldn't read a
okay,
whole
yeah,
book
yeah.
Do you get?
And to be honest, in the monologue, like the person obviously exists with other people,
yeah,
in that,
so like there's no story without
other people
in,
yeah,
in it. So that's why I would have never thought about what about the characters and individual, like would they exist without
mm-hmm.
But when you ask me that, I would say yes, in the sense of we exist as individuals as well. Like, I exist as a person regardless of
the what fact other that, people think.
Yeah,
that's really, really shocking. Yeah, because, like, I don't agree.
You don't agree,
but the thing is, I want you to convince me. Like, I want you to convince me that I'm like, the purpose of me is me, yeah, and not the other people in the world. Because when I think about it, it just, like, it's kind of scary and really, really sad, actually. Mm. Because people have so much, other people have so much power over you and your identity. Mm-hmm. Because another thing that I was going to mention was, I don't want to jump. Let me just stick to one line of thought. No, I'm jumping.
That's hard with you. I was going to say you're
gonna... I'm jumping. So in your head, like, when, okay, describe yourself to me. Like, who are you?
Wow, this is giving corporate. Tell me about yourself.
No. It's not even an interview, but, like, because I want to see if you're going to prove my point, mm-hmm, basically. So just give me a couple words that you will use to describe yourself when it comes to identity.
When it comes to my identity?
Yeah.
Queer.
She's screaming as she shouted.
See, this is the thing. The way I describe my identity is, I would obviously say that I'm a Nigerian girl.
Okay.
I'm a Nigerian girl.
Yeah.
Who was a queer Nigerian girl.
Yeah.
Who was a Christian queer Nigerian girl.
Yeah.
I'm a philosophy or who studied psychology as well. You're philosophy and psychology student.
Yeah. Okay.
I know the English was actually jamming there, so right, I'm shy right now.
Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
And I would say that I love music. I love art. And I also love creating.
Is that who you are, what you love?
I feel like that's part of my identity, though.
You are. Okay, we're going to unpack that, actually. Can you hold on to that?
Sound.
Yeah, I want to unpack that, but I wanted to just land on the point I was going to make.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So, all of the, like, phrases that you're using to describe yourself, mm-hmm, are, like, social constructs that society, mm-hmm, has placed on everyone. So, like, your gender, your identity, the country that you're from, everything is, like, those are labels that society has provided. And then we put ourselves into the category.
Yeah, we select.
So there's no, I can't say that I am anything that society has not told me that I am.
But are you not still those things with or without the label? Do you know what I'm saying? So, i.e. being queer, whether or not queer existed, yeah, as a label for, yeah, me to give someone,
yeah,
is it not like
what I would have been,
yeah,
regardless,
like, is it not if the label existed, regardless of the label?
That's, yeah, interesting. Yeah, you will still be that, but at the end of the day, everything that you are is relative to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Because the concept of queerness
first
comes from the fact that, yeah, they're supposed to be a non-queer thing,
yeah,
which comes from society.
Yeah.
So everything to do with my identity, I fear, is based on society. Yeah, it's like, it genuinely scares me because it's not fair, because I think that I'm somebody, and then, like, someone can turn around and be like, no, you're not, and they have every right to. Because I'm here for them. I'm here to be just another part of
who's allowed society. To tell you that?
Everyone.
So if you came to me,
yeah,
and told me who you are, I'm allowed to just say, no, you're not. Why?
Well, you can, but you shouldn't.
Because,
mm-hmm, that's not nice. Because I want to be, like, I want to be who I am.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. Because more time, because the way you said it, like, outright, type B, like, if I told you that you're not this, but you're that, it's not a thing where people are going to come in the world and be like, you're not this, that, but you're that. They're just going to have that idea of you. And is more of a subconscious, unconscious, I don't know the right psychological term, but it's more of a, I'm going to say, unconscious thing, that you have a perception of me, whether I like it or not, that you're going to, and you're going to act on that perception of me, the way that you interact with me, the way that you treat me, the way that you talk,
yeah,
to me, or the way that you don't do any of those things. So do you
No, I get what you're saying, but for me, the way I respond to that is by, honestly, I don't give a damn. As in the sense of,
yeah,
the way you perceive me and choose to act with that perception won't affect who I believe I am or who I believe
are
myself,
sure,
to be.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, I'm going to give this example, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a queer kid.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this. I'm in a, well, we don't. If you don't know me, you didn't know that. I'm a queer kid who grew up in a household that doesn't know I'm queer.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom is looking at me like,
does your mom ought not to watch this video? You can't say hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
Right.
If you are watching this, shout.
Well,
it is what it is.
As you were.
So, like, she perceives me in a way,
mm-hmm,
and I know she's acting based on the way she perceives me. Well, I'm not,
yeah,
gonna now say, or act that I'm not queer, or mm-hmm. be like, I'm not queer anymore, because that's how you perceive me to be, do you get? Yeah. So it's like, it doesn't affect how I live my life in the sense of, mm-hmm. I'm a queer kid.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? So that's the way I take it, in the sense of, you can perceive me to be something,
yeah.
but I know I'm something else, so I would live my life the way I want to, yeah. regardless of your perception of me.
I hear that, but I think it's about the degrees to which you care about the perception of you, though. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like, I'm just going to assume that maybe you just don't care that much about your mom's perception of you in that,
yeah. in
that sense,
mm-hmm.
or in that aspect of your life. But for me, it's like, if people are constantly projecting ideas of who they think you are onto you, at some point it's going to begin to affect you, and it's going to begin to affect the way that you see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You, and so when you said that, like, you don't give a damn type beat about what people think about you, absolutely, like, I completely hear that. But the only thing is that, to some degree, that only goes so far.
Yeah. And to be honest, there was a point where you probably wouldn't have thought like that, because I think it's a journey even to get to that point where you're like, I don't give a damn about other people's perceptions. So.
And that, like, created who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. Like, who you are right now, like, who you claim to be,
mm-hmm.
only exists came about because of I'm going to say, your experiences.
Yeah.
Lock is...
I'm gonna say memory, whatever.
So, like, your whole identity is created from your memories and your experiences. Yeah, my experiences. And your memories and your experiences do not exist without other people.
Without other people.
So you exist for other people. And, like, I don't want us to enter into an existential crisis, but I have been in that crisis.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna not go biblical with it, but
you can go wherever you want.
See the way scripture talks about how before we were in our parents, in my mother's womb, God formed me, right?
Yeah.
God formed me to be who I am.
Mm-hmm.
That I was Fee, and I had my identity, right?
Yeah.
Before I came to this earth, in a sense of, a lot of there are different views on who we were before we came to earth. Mm-hmm. Some people say that our spirits were already in heaven, and that we were already people in heaven, and then God said, yeah, it's your time to come to earth, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is now, like, we were formed, God formed us before we came to earth, right?
Yeah.
Do you now think we were formed before we came to earth, or like, in the sense of, we were that blank slate?
The tabula rasa. I think, oh, wow.
Because that would have, the way he created me would have been outside of other people now, because I wouldn't,
but I think that is do you count God as a person?
But that's not what she's saying,
because what I was gonna say is, if we count God as a person, we mm-hmm. still exist for God,
okay.
and we don't exist for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my point. But does that change?
I think that changes it. That's now, that's if you believe in God, if you have that, like, if you have that belief and faith that you live for God. But like, I'm asking this generally in the sense of all people, like, regardless of the fact that if you were Christian or not, or if you believed in God or a higher power.
Okay, ask the question again. Okay, you go again.
Do you think you were formed with your identity the way it is now before, or do you think you came to earth as a blank slate, a tabula rasa?
I understand. Because the thing is, like, I don't want no one to say blasphemy.
Yeah,
do you get it? Because it will be wrong of me. Why are you laughing at me?
Blasphemy is insane.
I don't want anyone to, like, hashtag blasphemy in the comments or whatever, but I just, I actually, because I understand why it would be like tabula rasa. Like, my mind is leading me more towards tabula rasa than anything. Like, I believe we have intuition.
Yeah.
And things like that, but I don't know, man. You've actually stumped me. Yeah,
because the reason why I don't really
know how to answer the question. Okay, tell me the relevance of it so I can.
Now, the reason why I asked that question is because, sorry, I feel like I'm about to sneeze.
Bless you.
Okay, wow. It didn't even come, but thank you. You're received a blessing.
Yeah.
The reason why I asked that is because, obviously, if you believe you're a blank slate,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't exist as an individual. As in, you would exist for other people, and other people would be what make you who you are.
Because
obviously, you're blank.
Yeah.
They're going to be drawn on you. But if
we existed with
all of those.
But what is all of those intricate things?
Though? The characteristics, the personalities, the
okay,
the tendencies, the inclinations to do X, Y, Z. If you believe you were created with all of those things beforehand,
mm-hmm,
you wouldn't say that your identity is dependent
mm-hmm
on other people,
because
mm-hmm you would believe that I am who I am today because this is how I was formed.
But can the two coexist?
Can the two coexist?
I don't think they can coexist.
Now elaborate.
I think you told me what to do. I don't think they can coexist. I think one is gonna cancel out the other.
Mm.
I think society is gonna write over the initial thing. Yeah.
So society has the eraser and the pen.
I don't think they have an eraser.
What do you think they have?
They have like a really, like really a bold pen. Capital pen. Oh, like that's just gonna that write pen that's everyone deep that's gonna cancel. Yeah, just, it's gonna cancel out everything that like existed beforehand.
Can, now this is my question. Can society override what God has called you to be like?
Yeah, that's what sin is.
Because I feel like, yeah, and maybe I'm assuming, but the tone of in which you're saying it
mm-hmm
to me sounds like your position is underpinned by the assumption that the overwriting, quote unquote, because I don't think society can override it, but the overwriting that society is doing is like negative, and that what God planned for you is like,
is not part of what society is
necessarily
helping,
like positive. Follow me.
I'm following.
So it's like, to me, I feel like if God had a plan for me,
yeah,
and like there's a certain, like obviously he molded me, he knows who I am, etc, etc, I think even the ills that society has created in my life
mm-hmm
can be a part of who, like there are things that I will learn from that, or there is a way that them situations will like mold who I am, that will bring me closer to who God intended for me to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think the two can coexist, because that society is going to do its thing and I'm still going to be who
in
God called me
with,
to be, because
yeah,
they work together, if you get my
I understand what you mean by it can coexist, but
yeah,
I'm just, I don't know what it is, I just feel like still that is sad. because I feel like you think that just because we are who, just because if everything coincides, we are who God intends for us to be at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That actually like does this to the question. That's not like hitting the issue. The issue is that society is formulating who I am still. Because
mm-hmm
whether like if that's who God intended for me to be, like it's still not who I am. It's who is what society has made me to become. Am I not making sense?
It makes sense.
But I think it depends on how you view it.
It's not me though. It's what society has made me.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're making it seem like
No, I'm not saying like, yeah, I'm saying like in a sense of, see the way you said it's sad.
Yeah. Oh, it can't be happy that I don't exist.
It's not that you don't exist, but it's like, because I personally think
it was a leap. It was a leap, and I think it was, but I just wanted to make it dramatic.
I think it's a thing of, I believe God has made me in a certain way with certain abilities, certain
yeah
traits, right? And some of these traits aren't triggered onto society. Society does what it needs to do to, well, does what it does to me.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of, for example, you can say someone has gone through the worst things in life, right, and that brought out a specific characteristic of them,
yeah,
right, but that was who they were always called to be, in the sense of,
oh, so who I end up being is who I was always supposed to be,
yeah,
so that is me.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay, it's just the journey
to
unlocking
to
that,
finally,
unlocking
that
video character,
the video character.
Yeah,
I see what you did there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly, okay.
I hear it, but I think yeah, the butt is always going to come.
Yeah.
I think there's always still that underlying thing of, okay, that's me on one path. Okay,
mm-hmm,
let's say we accept that,
yeah,
that conclusion, that I'm me, I get to be who I am.
Yeah.
And despite society formulating me, that is who I'm intended to be. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. The issue now comes where other people get to have their version of me in their head. You know, there are so many different yous.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Like, how many followers do you have? I don't know, 2K something. Guys, make that go up, by the way. Like, 2K something.
Yeah.
But every single person in that 2,000 people, let alone the people that you've met who don't even follow you on Instagram,
yeah,
have their own version of you.
Yeah.
And none of them are the same because they've all had their different encounters with you and their different experiences of you. And, like, therefore, they have their own version of you in their head. So it's like,
who are you?
And who are you only matters in society. And of course, it can matter to God, and that's fine. But right now, it only matters to society. Like, people have had various perceptions of me for various mm-hmm. reasons, and I can't change that. I can try my best, but I can't physically go into their head and change how they view me. And it's like, I'm me, and I have an idea of who I am, but it's just not fair that they're never gonna
experience
that version of me that mm-hmm. I want people to experience of me, because that's who I am.
Yeah,
but I'm not, because they have an idea of me.
Yeah, but the fact that they have an idea of you sometimes isn't your own, like, it's not your fault at the end of the day. Like,
yeah, but still they have it.
They have it, and there's nothing we can do about it.
That's
what
I'm afraid. Yeah. Don't you think that's just, like, so treacherous?
I can't, like, it's when you, now that you've made me, like, actually think about it, it's a daunting thing in the sense of, like, rah, like,
the you is never gonna be the you that exists.
But I believe that me as a person, all, every single person that's encountered me will have one thing they can say about me that they all share.
Do you think so?
I don't think that can apply to everyone, but I think because of the way I am as a person,
because of you as, like,
me as Fian,
F major as, like, Fian. Do you think Fian, like, do you think Fian is F major?
No.
Sorry. Sorry, like, it just came to my mind. No, you can't sound like
bruh, that really gave, do you think God the Father is the same as God the Son, God the Holy Spirit?
No, but
bruh,
do you understand the question that I'm asking?
No, I do.
Because, like, if those two are two different things, like, who are you to you, first of all, and then who do you become to all the different people who encounter a Fee, and then the people who encounter F major, and the people who encounter them both, if they do encounter them both, are they one and the same? Wow.
See, for me, I would say they're one and the same, but they express themselves differently. But the traits that make them who they are, who I am, remains the same.
Like, so the basis and the foundation of both of them is the same.
But when you're now stemming out into what they express, it's now different.
But doesn't that create different versions of you still? Because
it's like this, I'm gonna say it like this. Mm-hmm. See the way I have my iPhone on the table?
Yeah.
It's an iPhone as it is.
Yeah.
Apple iPhone, Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him.
We're not shouting him out.
No, shout out to him, actually.
He's not sponsoring the video.
No. Free the people them in Congo, actually. Yeah, we don't actually rate that.
Yeah.
But in the sense of, it's an iPhone, it's an Apple iPhone.
Yeah.
But there are updates, there are new versions every, like, a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still the iPhone.
Yeah.
Right? So at the basis of it, it's still the Apple iPhone. But there would be a version that existed in 2010 that doesn't exist in 2020.
Okay.
Like, for example, now, actually, it asked me to update. It asked me to update my phone yesterday, but I haven't.
Yeah.
So there's a new version waiting to be downloaded, but it's still an iPhone. It's still the iPhone 13.
It's still the iPhone.
So I'm still Fian.
Yeah.
But there are versions of me that exist to different people.
Yeah.
Or versions of, there's Fian, there's F major, there's Fian as a daughter of her mom, there's Fian as a Warwick student, there's Fian as a friend, there's Fian as a host, there's Fian as a scribe, there's Fian as a girlfriend, there's Fian as a lover, there's Fian as an enemy, there's Fian as.
Yeah.
But Fian is still Fian.
Yeah, but who knows the Fian? If it's only you that knows the Fian. She pointed at it. But no, who knows the original, the official Fian?
The creator that created me.
How significant is that thing?
To me, that's the most important thing.
That makes sense, actually.
Because at the end of the day, it's like,
That is so true. I think I'm thinking of it on a very, 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 very human level.
Yeah.
And that I don't know if that's a problem or if it's
nah. But it's good. Yeah. It's good for conversation because you're making me deep.
Yeah.
What I think about myself even more.
Because if we just put all of that in a sphere, all of that is the idea that God has of you, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Because to me, like, God is the perfecter and author. He's the one that created me at the end of the day. So I don't care for whatever version you've created about me. The one that matters is the true creation. Like,
is that the true feeling? So everything else is a fake feeling?
Everything else...
But like, no, let me let you finish.
It's not a fake feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is a feeling that God has created to exist in different spheres, different paths of life. In the sense,
you think
of
God created those versions of you as well?
Yeah, I think God created all of me. All of me.
I'm
sorry, man.
Do you know what I made me think of?
What?
The person of Jesus.
How the person of Jesus is like Jesus the three different. Nah, maybe I should let her die.
I don't know, maybe we're gonna say the same thing, but you know how there's like, is Jesus the Son of God?
Yeah.
So is Jesus who he actually is?
The Son of God.
Or is he just a religious
teacher,
or is he just that and a third? And it's like
a political.
Obviously,
thing.
There are people who believe that Jesus is like all of those things exclusively. There are people who think that Jesus is all of those things like altogether.
Inclusively,
and all that. So it's like everyone can have their perception of you.
Yeah.
He knows who is the real you,
mm-hmm.
but and other people's perception of you doesn't negate
that
who you actually are.
I know it doesn't negate it, but like it therefore, like, did God just create the world so that he can just play and have fun? Like, is there a reason?
I'll be real.
You can't just laugh at me. Like, I'm genuinely existential crisis. You're not helping, because therefore, what's the point of everything? What is the actual point? All of this toil and strife of people having various opinions of you, this, that, and the third, and you going through the issues of having those perceptions of you being projected onto you, and you feeling terrible, and then you feeling good, and then you feeling this, and then you just dying, and God, and the way that you were born the same way that you were born, with that version of you that was born.
Mm-hmm.
Is the same as the version of you that dies and goes to wherever you end up. So what was the point of all the stuff in between?
Now you're asking a good question.
I know, I am.
You're asking a good question.
That's the problem. I literally know that. But like, one ought to just calabash.
Yeah. that's done bagam to my head. It's done headbanger.
Like, do you see that? It's real headbanger.
It's a thing of... See the way you said we've come, God has formed us as X, and we go through all of the wahala, but we still leave as X.
Yeah.
But then,
what's the point? Or do you think that the X in the beginning is the same as the X at the end? Do you think that the point?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to ask.
In the middle. Oh, well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, X is X.
Does X become X squared?
Or does it stay as X?
As X.
Exactly. Exactly. But my thing is, if I came to Earth as X, and I left the world as X
squared.
If I came to the world as X and I left as X, right? Who I was on the journey as X, this is what I mean by it depends on what you believe life is for, what you believe you're here for as a person, in a sense of. See, there's this song by Beyonce, that goes, I was here, I lived, I learned, I was here. And it basically talks about how coming to Earth, she came to Earth, did she come to leave her mark? Did she come to touch other lives?
Like,
did she come to do
real,
that? Because my thing is...
Even that is scaring me as
if
well.
I came as X, and I left as X, but who I was on Earth was able to help other people learn who they are, or learn who God has called them to be in their YZ ABCs, that would make my journey worth it, even if I left as X. So it depends on what you believe life is meant to give you, what
so
you
like
believe you get out of it.
The
so do
of
I
life
yeah
type thing.
Yeah,
the questions are getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, they are.
that's not, you're not helping. Like, and you can tell that you didn't help. So what becomes?
But let me ask you, what do you think life is?
What do I think life is? I think life is pointless. I think life is pointless only because of the version of life that I've created with this question.
Okay.
Which is that you are just who everybody else makes you to be during the life, but at the bottom of it all, the truth is that you are who God said that you are, and then that all of that in the middle is pointless, and then you become you. But if we think about it as X becoming X squared now, mm-hmm. were you really X? Or were you always X squared? Huh? Were you really X? Because like us saying that, who am I? I'm X, and then you end up like you grow through the experiences within society, and then you become X squared.
Were you ever really?
Were
X?
You like, for you claiming that you were X? Were you X, or were you always intended to be X squared? So you were working towards being X squared, and then it's like, who are you?
But if you were in working to being X squared, there would have had to be a point where you were X.
Yeah, you were X.
You can't be X squared without X on the journey to X squared.
So maybe I'm the problem because I'm thinking myopically and one-dimensionally, because mm-hmm. I'm thinking that you have to be one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can be more than one.
You can grow. Okay. I can't lie. Yeah, what am I saying right now?
It's good to know about it.
It's good.
So you can grow and develop into different versions of you.
Yeah.
Okay, I can accept that. You know, this conversation has actually exhausted me. You know, like, I'm so tired.
That's not a good thing.
No, not because it's bad. It's because like the question has like shocked me.
Yes, I exhausted it.
No, you didn't exhaust me. I created the question. I created the question, so I exhausted myself.
Nah,
and talking about it has made it like a lot more real and a lot more scary. But yeah. I think that's another question. Like, when I say, do we exist for other people? When I came with the view that, like, I made it seem negative, basically.
Yeah.
So is that the right outlook?
No, I think it isn't. I think living for other people doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Okay, but do you see how you changed the question?
Existing for other people.
Yeah. Is existing for other people the same thing as living for other people?
What's the difference between living and existence?
Existing for me is just like you're just here. You're just there. Like you just. That's a really rubbish way to put it. Existing is like you have a mental element to yourself and also a physical one,
mm-hmm.
and then they both intertwine, and then you exist. That's how you exist. And I think I believe in substance dualism, which is mm-hmm. that there exists substance of the mind and substance of the body. And I think that I think your existence is in that when they're separated, the mind still goes on. Like the mind still exists without the body, and if you don't exist, there's no mind, even if there's no body. So that's what existing is. And living is more the social construct. Living is more like you wake up in the morning, you're 9 to 5, like you wake up and then like you interact with other people, you wake up and you have all of the labels on you that society has given you. That's what living is. So I think in that case that you live for other people, definitely, like whether you like it or not,
mm-hmm.
that you're living. I can't say existence now because we differentiated the two.
Mm-hmm.
Your living is for other people.
Okay.
And your existence, however, I don't know.
Now, I'm going to go back to that biblical question I asked before, in the sense of the way we were formed in our mother's womb, God knew us, this, that, and third.
Yeah.
Me, as who I am, I believe I exist. Because I'm thinking to myself what I'm about to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is even crazy because I've recently only been deep in it to myself. Like literally, I had not this conversation, but I had this talk about the importance of said thing of why we exist, why I believe I exist.
Sorry, I'm doing the mic so uglily. I'm so sorry. Like, let me just fix that.
So, right.
As you were.
No, so I was saying that I was actually saying the other day that I believe that I free and fully are.
Wow.
I exist to worship God.
Okay.
And I'm going to explain what I mean by that, in the sense of, I believe before I came to this earth, my spirit man, the thing that wasn't a body, the concept of me, was in heaven worshiping God. Okay. I believe that that's what I was doing before.
Yeah.
I got
Have you watched Souls?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about. The Souls. Okay. Yeah.
So I believe that's what I was doing before I got here. Now I got here, I got into my physical body, that flesh thing that now adds a whole other bunch of
whatever
things to this conversation. Yeah. But my spirit man exists to worship God. The thing that makes me who I am is the thing that exists to worship God, right?
Yeah.
And I believe on earth, a reflection of me worshiping God
is the you that is here.
Is the me that's here, but the me that's here and serving other people. Existing for other people.
Because the body of Christ,
as
you're serving God, you're serving his body, which is everyone in the world.
And obviously that's a form of my worship, which is what
of him
my spirit man exists. Hence, you have to do
created why you exist. Everybody write it down, write it down. No, because you can become a scholar. No, because
I really cannot.
One, no, because one can really quote that as a reason for existence, because people question existence and sometimes they fail to see the link between God and the earth, which is clearly what I was doing when I was saying that what's the point of everything on earth if like God is up there, and then at the end of the day we're just going to go back to him how we started. And going back to him how we start, sorry, like my brain just made it like rubbish again, because if you think about it, it's like, what's the point of that whole process then? Because we're just gonna go back to him at the end of the day. So what is the point of all of that?
Because in
there isn't one.
There, you can say there isn't one.
I feel like I'm really pessimistic.
Yeah, you can say that. I wouldn't call you pessimistic. I just think it's you have a differing point of view on it. It's not necessarily a
pessimistic one.
It's negative pessimistic, but I wouldn't call you a pessimistic person in the sense of like you're just looking at it.
Yeah.
For a different lens.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
So I would say it's a thing of the reason why I think there's a point to all of the things in the middle.
Sorry,
is because the way I reflect my worship for God without, like, by serving other people, by showing love to other people.
Yeah,
is impacting their lives as individuals. Right?
I know, but what I'm saying is, what's the point of their lives as individuals in the first place?
In the first place. Why is every single person?
Yeah, like God said, like, I'm bored. Genuinely, he was bored, and he said, I'm gonna create the earth, and I'm gonna watch them play with each other, and then they're gonna come back.
Mm.
That is literally it. I feel like there's no point.
But not everyone is gonna come back. And I think that's what life is about. Make your choice.
Some people believe everyone's coming back though. Universalism.
That's fine. And I don't necessarily.
She said you can have your opinion.
I don't necessarily like.
Yeah.
I don't have an opinion on that. Yeah. Actually.
You really don't. You don't.
I don't know what I think about universalism. I'm not gonna lie and say I absolutely reject it.
I really like that. Okay. But I think
I'm going to take a scholarly perspective.
Yeah, please do.
I
don't want anyone to quote me and say that is what she said. I don't have an opinion.
Right.
I'm just being devil's advocate.
Yeah.
But I would never the devil's advocate. The devil. Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
Just have to put all the disclaimers out there. But I think the difference, because you said we exist to worship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that, or you exist to worship.
I exist to worship, everybody.
Yeah.
Some, not me, might argue that the life you choose to live determines like your eternity.
Yeah.
And so the point of us coming here
is to determine
are you gonna continue worshiping? Is your existence gonna continue to be that worship?
Yeah.
Or are you gonna change it?
Yeah, and then like, the only reason why I'm doing crying
now
is because what's the point there?
You said, cool, I agree with you, but to back up Eden's point, if there were like angels that fell from heaven and are in the hell, why couldn't the angels
I went talking about that man.
You said make a choice.
Yeah.
And my point is, I agree with Eden, it's pointless, because if everyone was worshipping and some people decided to go and follow Satan even though they were angels, why did he need to create human beings to also make that choice when the angels could have just been angels and then the demons could have just been demons?
Well, some people...
Like, everything just could have been how it was.
I'll be real, some
because
people...
hell was there before Earth.
Yeah.
So, like, what?
Some people describe this as like God's like narcissism and his like, need and want.
I don't wanna.
Yeah, like obviously we don't want to describe God as that, because
he could have just left it as like those that have free will are the like humans. Why did we need? Why did he like make us in his image? Like why do we exist?
He wanted to play a game.
He wanted to. It's Sims.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why
she said it's Sims.
Some people describe it as God's narcissism. At the end of the day,
I need to research that, because that sounds really really interesting.
It is quite interesting, and there's a thing where.
But like I'm actually like there are tears in my eyes right now.
Don't cry.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm really shocked.
Please that, don't like,
cry. We are just here. For what?
Why are we here? Oh my God.
We are here for.
Do you get it?
But like, my thing is,
I feel like I've given myself an existential crisis, and by the end of this video, if I'm not out of it, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm happy to be here, though.
Yeah, me? Like,
yeah.
Well.
Are you unhappy to be here? Is that why you're struggling?
Oh no, do you see that?
Damn. She said, maybe if you wanted to be here, you would have been thinking like this.
Wow, the question was bountiful and plentiful.
No, but answer, yeah.
Yeah, I know, like, can you give me a minute? Oh my gosh. Am I happy to be here?
Ooh. Oh, I don't want to be alone.
Oh, no. No. Am I happy to be here? I think...
In the grand scheme of things, not in this very moment, in the grand scheme of things.
Because I was going to say, who wants to be here as a work student?
What is your problem?
I hope like Warwick shouldn't watch this.
No, but I'm not saying it in the sense of work. I mean, who wants to be a student? Like, if you could choose every life to be, why would it be a student you would choose? You would choose to be a student.
To be utilitarianism, we said that we should pick the higher good. No, the higher good is to be a student and be studious and learn philosophy.
That's
why
I go back to the original question.
Oh, you're bad.
Are you happy?
I can't come back.
Oh, you're bad. Like, you're not allowed to come back.
Are you happy?
Am I happy? Oh, no, that's a loaded question. But the question is, am I happy to be here?
Yeah, are you happy to be here?
In the grand scheme of things, am I happy to be here?
Yeah.
What is... No. Because, like, I want to answer the question genuinely. But what is to be happy to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean? And once we find out what that means, I'll be able to ascertain myself.
Okay, the way I'm thinking about it in my head, sorry.
Yeah. Please, like, carry on.
Even though it's like, this is pointless. Like, what is actually the point of me being here?
Yeah.
I think at the end of it all,
yeah.
I'm happy I was here. It was okay. Like, I liked it. Not that I was doing it again. Like, the journey was
yeah,
worth, like,
the journey.
The journey was like worth
we
it.
We did it. Yeah. There was no reason to do it, but it was like, I'm happy I did it. Yeah. I won't do it again, but like, I'm happy I did it. Oh, yeah, still, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're happy to be here. Because if you said no, God.
Like, I don't know what will become. But like,
oh, God.
Okay, cool. So, I'm happy to be here, Sha. So, it's cool in a sense of, like, having this whole experience is cool. But at the same time, I think that's kind of cancelled out by the fact that it's a bit pointless, though.
But my thing is, like, I'm not about to ask, did there need to be a point? But
did there need to be
a point? But it's like, even if there didn't need to be a point, maybe because, see me, I don't care to think about
all the big things.
I want to just enjoy my day-to-day life.
Okay, so let's talk about that day-to-day life as a baby girl. Let's talk about it. Even still, it takes us all the way back to the Beningian.
Yes,
in that you're not the baby girl that you think you are.
Oh.
You are who everybody else thinks you are.
To them.
Yeah,
to them.
But then that becomes who you are, though. In society, that becomes who you are, who they think you are.
But it's like, it's this whole thing of, I'm living in my own delulu, in the sense of, like, everyone else here might think of me to be X, Y, Z, right? But if I think of myself to be X, I'm gonna live my life as if I'm X.
There's something.
There's a sociological term for this. It's called the me and the I.
Say that again. The me and the I.
Mama talks about this. I think the me is your outer persona and the I is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have a didactic relationship, like no matter how much you try to separate the me from the I, they will always like
be
fine. So you can't necessarily say that like even though you're X and the world sees you as Y, you're X. Because eventually X leads into Y and Y leads into X.
So you're XY.
There's no line in which one starts that ends.
So you're XY.
Yeah.
So you're a mixture of who you are.
Not necessarily a mixture.
Oh, then what are you?
Kind of like.
XY.
Okay, so then you're a combination to some.
A combination.
You're some sort of
amalgamation.
That's a great word.
Who you are and who everybody else thinks you are.
Yeah.
So where does that exist in society?
Or what?
Because like X exists as who you are, and then Y exists as who that person thinks you are, and then Z exists as who that person thinks you are. So X, Y, Z, L, M, N, O, P, J, L, 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 where does that exist? Did that make sense? Where's that? And if
where's the
the actual amalgamation of you, if that's who you are, if that is who you are, God, like no, because like this is who you are, and then that is who you are, and then this is who you are. Who are you? Wrap it up, please.
Who are you?
Like, I don't want the question to be who are you, but like.
So guys, in the comments, if you would like to drop your answers.
Answer that one because. Like,
who are you?
I'm way beyond my depth now, and I questioned myself here.
I want to ask.
I feel like Descartes.
I want to ask you this, yeah.
I'm scared.
Do we need to know all the answers to that?
Wow. Do we need to know all the answers to that? I think I would like to know.
You would like to know.
But do we need to know?
Because I think that's what happens in the sense of the reason why this isn't doing me as much as it might be doing you is because I don't have that.
That sense of that urgency want to know.
To know. Because it's like, as I said, I just.
You just want to do you
care,
and just live
do
my
me
life
as my day and live my life as feeling, yeah. TC, like. And I don't think there's anything wrong with
wanting to know.
Yeah, wanting to know, not wanting to know.
But do you need to know?
But do you need to know?
I think in order to understand ourselves and who we are, like we ought to want to know. I think we ought to want to know. But the question of do we need to know? I don't know. And I think it's okay to not know the answer to things sometimes.
Because obviously, like, you probably know who you are as an ex, but you don't.
But do I even know that? Do I even
know
that?
Do you even know?
Because sometimes I'm thinking, like, the person that I am saying that I am, is that just now, what's the word? Is that just an internalization of who I've been told that I am, or who I've been told that I need to be, or who I've been told that whatever? Is that who I have now said that I am? Because at what point did I know myself?
Maybe you're still finding yourself.
Like, when I was born, I didn't. I was just a baby.
Yeah,
just a baby. I think it's I don't know if it's in psychology or sociology, but you know when like the point at which children. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Attachment.
Do you know what it's called? No. Like the point at which they realize they exist. Do you know what it's called?
Consciousness. When I don't they're know conscious of who they are.
Nah, please wait. Like, it's called something. I've read about it. You can't even dash it.
Right, and she didn't catch it.
It's called emergence of self-concept. Around the age of 2 to 3 years old, children start developing a rudimentary self-concept. Earlier sensory. Hey. Early sensory and motor awareness. In the first few months of life, infants exhibit basic self-awareness through sensory and motor experiences. But like, that didn't really help.
Yeah, because she could have kept it next to her, yeah.
Judging.
That's a version
of me.
That's
a version. The version of me that she hasn't
had. Yeah.
Yeah.
Judging. Someone just dashes and.
Yeah. Anyway, Rafine, okay. Like, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm wrapping up now. Sorry,
but
I'm wrapping
yeah,
up.
It's just a thing of like, I feel like sometimes we're just never gonna
know the answer,
and obviously.
I don't know how that
it's
makes
sad,
me feel.
I think it's sad, yeah, but then the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Right. It just has to
become
be.
Evangelist.
Literally.
Yeah, I think that's just intrinsically a me problem, but that's just the way my mind works anyway. But like, it's just moments like this that I just become. I think this is the worst that has ever happened because I've actually sat down and had a conversation
about it
existentially.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, thank you so much for watching this episode. Thank you for following and watching me spiral into an entire existential crisis. But the biggest thank you actually goes to Fee, and like, thank you so much for coming and taking the time out and answering the question and not running away from me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're gonna put your Instagram and your TikTok above your head again. Oh my gosh, we're gonna do that in editing. Everybody should follow Fian and hire her. Yes, she's very, very.
Book me, guys.
Yeah, book Sasha, whatever. Yeah, book her. That's the right English, right?
Yeah.
Don't hire her.
Not for sale.
She's not for sale. Book her so that she can do your events. Follow her Instagram so you know what all of that is about. I follow all the other Instagrams. I'm not wolfing him. It's time to wrap it up. Fian, let's do pose for thumbnail.